Introduction. White, hello, kustechkoch. On behalf of our research team and participants, we thank you for tuning in and listening to Thrivival, The Fire Within, a special presentation created as a part of a BC Campus Research Fellows project held in 2022. I will share more about this amazing project, but first would like to introduce and situate myself, as well as express gratitude and recognition for the many important people who have made this project possible and a success. My name is Heather Simpson. I am Shuwatmokh, Interior Salish from the Stawakum Hatlam First Nation, which translates into Canoe Creek, Dog Creek, situated in what is referred to as the Cariboo, or central interior of what today is called British Columbia, Canada. I am a descendant from the river people and plateau peoples of these lands and of mixed European heritage. Today I join you from the unceded, stolen traditional territories of Musqueam, Kikait, and Coast Salish peoples. I am a guest visitor on these territories and so respectfully acknowledge my place, role, and responsibilities to be here in a good way, and commit to daily actions in pursuit of justice, truth, and reconciliation, so that First Peoples here and everywhere across Turtle Island are respected and protected. This project and its teachings are a reflection of these actions, taken by myself and all relations involved. Following oral tradition, I will be your storyteller, weaving together multiple stories, a bit of my own, but mostly the stories gifted to us by our research participants, project elder, and Indigenous knowledge keeper, all who I will respectfully introduce in this presentation. Heather Simpson is my English given name. I have not yet been given a name in an Indigenous language. I have learned from my cousin, Phyllis Jack Webstad, that many of our people do not have traditional names in Shuwatmukhsin, as this was one ceremony that was lost for many generations as a direct result of colonization in our community. This is a ceremony that our people need to reclaim and revitalize. I am the daughter of a 60s scoop survivor and granddaughter to multiple generations of grandparents who were forced to attend residential school. Like many Indigenous families across Canada, our family was subjected to generational displacement and disconnection. And through acts of denial and social isolation, there was a loss of language, culture, and family ties. A part of my story is one thread of a narrative about the impacts of colonization, while another part about Thrivival. The totality of my lived experiences brought me to this moment to lead this research project and share as an Indigenous autistic woman, a mother, grandmother, scholar, educator, and activist. By Western standards, I have an accomplished academic and professional life. I have an Honors Master of Arts in Leadership degree from Trinity Western University in a business specialization stream that complements my 20-plus years in human service and education, where I have worked in frontline leadership and consulting capacities across service delivery models, dedicated to serving marginalized peoples and communities, specifically peoples with disabilities and Indigenous peoples. Presently, I am the coordinator for the Office of Indigenization and a sessional faculty member at the Justice Institute of British Columbia. I am proud of these achievements and deeply aware that I have succeeded in spaces that are not designed for non-normative groups outside the dominant Euro-Western culture. However, my greatest achievements are not measured by Western standards. And with humility and gratitude, it is acknowledging the reclamation of my cultural identities in an intersecting space of indigeneity and autism. I grew up not knowing who I was, where I belonged, or who I belong to. Day by day, in the season of my life, I am beginning to. This journey began with a curiosity of self-identity and a longing for a sense of attachment and relationships, a secure sense of being of my place in the world. This quest was further motivated by motherhood through a process of self-discovery inspired by my children. In learning about their neurodivergence, I learned of my own. Coming home as Shuwatmokh followed a similar timeline. In 2011, I was claimed by our bloodline relatives, and in December 2021, after 40 years, was recognized as a status member of Stawakum Hatlam. Growing up without a secure sense of self-identity and place in the world, intergenerational and complex trauma, and a personal history of wayward behaviors to cope with it all, and now as a mother with lived experiences of life in the intersection of indigeneity and autism, I know firsthand the level and degree of challenges faced in different arenas, including post-secondary education. As a parent to three neurodivergent Indigenous children, two of whom are autistic, I understand that while there are commonalities in the Indigenous autistic struggle to navigate systems and societies built according to worldviews, values, and cultures different from one's own, no one Indigenous autistic story is identical, and there is something to learn from each journey. Context matters, and to understand the Indigenous autistic experience, each individual story needs to be examined in the context of different settings and environments. This impetus paved the way for a BC Campus Research Fellows project as a platform to address this urgent need. Project Elder Philip Gladue, who is Métis Cree and who I will have the privilege of introducing later in this presentation, says we must create a safer space for Indigenous autistic students to come out of their shell and through Aboriginal ways of doing, create cultural opportunities so that the student can give something to the communities whom they belong to for their own health and healing. Titled Forming Strong Cultural Identities in an Intersecting Space of Indigeneity and Autism, our participatory action research project used digital storytelling to weave together individual and collective narratives representing storied experiences of Indigenous autistic post-secondary students situated in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia. Originally, the geographic focus was rural and remote communities. We did not have a response from participants residing outside the Lower Mainland, and that is another story to learn from another day. This project was aimed at addressing the gap of self-determined, culturally relevant knowledges in teaching and learning literature, specifically in the areas of Indigenization, decolonization, equity, diversity, and inclusion. Indigenous autistic adult learners have long been ignored, overlooked, devalued, and not prioritized in post-secondary education. This is well documented and supported in academic literature across First World nations. This finding is also confirmed by the participants in this study. This research is one small but hopefully meaningful step towards improving higher learning outcomes for Indigenous autistic learners, and arguably all students who are marginalized in the public post-secondary system.